Well, howdy guys. Here's a quick video about water flossers, for the want of a better word. It's between the Panasonic and Waterpik. Now, I've had the Panasonic for quite some time, and I've been very happy with it. But it doesn't hold its charge anymore, and the motor seems to be struggling a little bit for pressure. Now, I know you can get a new battery inside there, but the motor's still old. So I decided I needed a new one. So I looked online and found out that they had a sale on at Boots, which used to be a major store here in the UK, but it isn't anymore. But it still has a big store downtown where I live. And they had one on sale, a Panasonic, that was $79 down to $29. I thought, yeah, that's a good deal. I'll go down and get it. So I went downtown, and of course I went into this big store, Boots, and they didn't have it. In fact, they didn't have any Panasonic ones at all. They had a sort of no-name brand somewhere, and this one, which was actually on sale, was $79 down to $49. So not a great saving as the other Panasonic was, but nevertheless. So I decided to get it, right? So it's in a box with a security thing all wrapped around it, and I looked to go and pay for it, and it says pay here, and I went over, and it's all those automated ones. I didn't see any tellers at all. So I tried to figure out what to do there, you know, because I haven't been to this store before. And this guy came over and kind of helped me set it up, and I just paid for it. And you usually get a receipt come out, or you get a choice, do you want a receipt or not? Well, that flashed up for about 1 second. So in actual fact, I paid for it, but I didn't have a receipt. But I had a security thing wrapped around it as well. So I had to go to a desk to get that removed. And I told the guy that I just bought this, but I haven't got a receipt. And he was a bit dubious about the whole thing. But luckily the guy that helped me came over and said, yeah, he did pay for it. So they unlocked the security thing, and that was it. And I thought, well, no bag or anything either, because you got to pay for that. And I started to walk out thinking it's going to go beep, beep when I walk through the doors to go outside. And these two guys will come and tackle me to the ground. I've got no receipt. They're going to put me in jail with my cellmate called Bobber. And he's going to do some real naughty things to me. But luckily, I walked through the door. All I heard was a small beep, but that was it. And I was out. So that was very lucky. Anyway, so that's how come I've got this one here. Anyway, I just had a little bit of coffee there. Gotta have coffee to keep you going. Anyway, right, so let's look at the Panasonic one here. Here's the Panasonic one here, right? And you can tell it's really well made. Even the tips that you can get off by just pushing the button, and they're flexible. That one's flexible. And you put it in, you get about three or four tips, one for, say, crowns, one for if you've got braces, and also sometimes a tongue cleaner, which actually doesn't work, at least on mine. And you've got a couple of settings, the power settings here, whether you want it to pulse or anything else. And when you put it on the charger thing, the light comes on here. It never goes off. That's the thing about it I didn't like. It doesn't go off, so you don't know when it's fully charged. So I just leave it on there all the time anyway. So there it is. And this one is made in Thailand. And it's a Panasonic. But really, really well made. And you think it's just that's the reservoir. But it's not. That's the reservoir. Goes all the way up there. And you put the water in here, like this. And then close it up. And then fire away, right? That's the Panasonic. And it comes with a base to charge it. Okay, so let's talk about this Waterpik. Now, this is supposed to be a real whoopee-doody thing because it's the number one seller in the world, apparently. At least that's what it says on the box, right? And as soon as you look at it, you can see things that it looks quite cheaply made, doesn't it? It feels cheap. The plastic feels cheap. Everything feels cheap about it. This is not even flexible, right? I mean, you can remove them like that with a button and put the other heads in like this. And I'll show you them both sort of running. And the only thing about this one is that apparently you can remove the reservoir like so, right? but worries me about that. Why would you want to take that off in the first place? And now it's got a seal that goes here in there at the bottom, if you can see, right? You got a seal there, and that will probably start leaking if you take it on and off loads of times. So I have no idea why they wanted you to be able to remove it, because you can just put it in and fill it up like that, just like the old Panasonic there. That's another cup of coffee. And the thing is, this was supposed to be £79, but it doesn't feel like £79 worth. And this one is made in China, right? And we all know stuff from China, don't we? And they give you a cord, because it's USB apparently, and everything is USB, but they don't give you the plug to plug it into. They just give you that. So luckily, I had a plug, so I could use that to charge it up. And apparently, it's fully charged now. Okay, so I fill them up with water, and I'll give them a shot here to see how, so you can see how it sort of works and sounds. Okay, so this one's going to sound noisier because it's older. And when it gets older, I guess it gets a bit, well, old like me. Ready? Here we go. Now that's on pulse, okay? Now it's on normal. You see? That's what I usually use it on. That's that one. And let's try the new one. Now it's got settings in the back on this one. You turn it on and you've got high or low. So let's turn it on. There you go. I'll be honest, it doesn't really feel that great. Okay, that feels a bit better there. It sort of does it in pulses, so yeah. But it's quieter, as you can see, this one, because it's newer. How long this will last, who knows. Right, so there it is anyway. So that's the Panasonic. And I believe the Panasonic is an EW1411. Probably don't make this model, as you know, now. They probably have to have the newer model. But those are the two there. And I'm not too sure about Mr. Plasticky there. If anybody wants to buy one, I would suggest Panasonic. You know what you're getting with that. You know it's going to last a while, and it's well made. This one here, well, you can tell by the look of it, can't you? Anyway, there you go, guys. Now you take it easy now.